could you talk me through how the album came into being, like how it came to take shape, like the writing process?
You want to know something about the recording process?
Yeah, the songwriting process.
The songwriting process, yeah. So it took along about nearly a year. We recorded the album Another Horizon, which was the album before Architects of Perfection, the latest album, in 2007. It was released in middle of 2008, and right after the release of Another Horizon, we started songwriting for Architects of Perfection for about 1 year. Yes, and this was the time we recorded it.
Okay, where was the band coming from, and when the songwriting process was going on?
Where we come from?
Yeah, like Tim's. No, where was the band come from in terms of, like, in terms of the direction the band went in on the record?
You mean influences and stuff like that, ideas? Who's writing the songs, stuff like that?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. The main ideas come from our guitarist, who's called Locke. L-O-C, written, Locke. He's from China, Vietnam, and this name comes from this way. And he's a guitarist, and he has the main ideas, so he's writing some riffs and doing some drum parts on the computer, and then he sent us an MP3 file, you know. Via email, and so everybody can hear it at home. And then because our bassist and me, we have to drive about 100 kilometers to come together for practicing. And so for the distance, it's better to use the computer for songwriting stuff. And then when we came together for practicing, we're talking about it. We try some things out, and most times I'm working on my drum parts, because if there's a guitarist who's writing a drum part, it's sometimes a bit difficult. And things come together, and everybody has its ideas, and we often the structures of the songs are become more better and sophisticated with the time. And yes, it's hard to describe how songs become. Some songs we're working in the practice room, and hey, I've got an idea, I hear this, and then we're playing a riff, and then it's sometimes spontaneous. Can you say that? Is that the right word for it?
What's that?
Spontaneous? Some ideas come really spontaneous together, and some are in a long process. Some songs are spontaneous ideas, and some come in a long process, and we're working on it for a long time. Okay?
Yeah. How did the band come to sign a record deal with Massacre Records?
We had a record deal with Bastardized Recordings before, and for about 2 hours, and when it was, when this deal with Bastardized Recordings was fulfilled, we searched for a new label, and Massacre Records, we had the recordings were still done, and we sent them to Massacre Records, and everything else is history. I think Thomas, Dirk Horsten of Massacre came to us and said, it's interesting, I would like to do the record, and we said, yes, it's great, we think it's the next step for us in the band, because Bastardized Recordings is a small, but very, very good indie label in Germany here, and it was a good time with that label, but Massacre Records is the next step for us. We think we will reach the new audience with Mythical Records.
Okay. For people who probably wonder, what does the band's name mean? What are the Six Reasons to Kill? What are the musical styles that are on this record? What are the musical styles which are on this record?
Musical styles, I understand. Did you mean the record?
No, not yet. The name of the ballad on the record then?
It's called My Poison.
Okay. The press release says there's some like hardcore influences on there as well, on the record as well.
Yeah, sure. The hardcore influence comes up from our band. Everybody in the band expect me. I'm more into metal and about the metal kids. but the rest of the band is a strong hardcore band. If you hear the records, you will hear that there's a strong hardcore background in it, and that's okay, sure. We even try to do it a bit more hardcore style than before. Yeah.
Okay, what sort of lyrics do the band explore? I'm assuming like Torsten, the singer, writes the lyrics.
On this record?
Yeah. On this
record. Torsten's not longer our singer. Torsten left the band in early 2010 because of working. He's now in Switzerland.
Right,
he's working in Switzerland, and so we had to part ways, unfortunately. So we got a new singer, he's Lars, but he's also doing a very good job. And he writes some
in German, I would assume to...
In German?
No, I'm assuming it's easier. When you're speaking to a German journalist, it's probably easier to explain to them, probably.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. The title refers to the fact that we are all architects of perfection. Societies have ideas what is perfection, and we have to deal with cultural ideas that are shaped by the media, and it's an ironic fact that everybody has its own ideals, and the question is who says what is perfection and why? So this is so the what about the lyrics are, and there's also the song like Faith Absolution, it deals with insanity in some facilities in the Catholic Church here in Germany. There were children's homes and so-called child care workers violated and raped their innocent child that lose their parents, and that was a great affair last year, 2010 in Germany, and this is something Lars took as inspiration for his lyrics, and it's a bit of a critic in this way. Okay?
Yeah. How does this album, like, better the previous albums?
Better than the previous album?
Yeah, how does it improve on the previous records, like?
Yeah. What did we improve? I'm too much into it. But maybe we got the lineup. Aspect of our singer is a new singer. The rest of the band is together since I think 7 years, and with the time we all knew each other, and this is an aspect which also is an influence on our songwriting, and so I think our songwriting is a bit more how do you say, matured, adult, grown up maybe. Our songwriting is a bit more grown up because we are all in a strong friendship, and everybody knows that let's do it this way, and maybe it's gereifter. Wie sagt man denn nochmal? Wait a minute. I have some dictionary here, and we'll have to look for the word. Maybe the whole songs are more matured than before.
More mature, is it? Mature?
Yeah.
So that's is that the word you're looking for? Is that the word you're looking for? Mature? Yeah, mature, like more grown up, more like the...
It's more grown up, more mature than before. The songs are more on point, and I think this is one of the most improvement. It's a bit more harsh on one side, and it's a bit more wide ranged than before. As I told you before, it's a more wide range of styles on it, musical-wise.
Okay, how would you compare Lars, the new vocalist, to Torsten, the previous vocalist, in terms of styles now?
To compare us, he's a bit more deeper in its growth, but he does nearly the same job like Torsten. It's a bit more it's more this death metal growth. Torsten had a more screaming style, voice style, and that Lars is a bit more with a deep growth. It's a personal style, the deep growth, and sometimes even big squeals.
How did the guy who produced the album, Christian, is it Coleman's Lena? I don't
know. Christian Coleman's Lena. He's got another name. He got married, and though he
no name was on the Masca press release. How did he approach getting the best results out of the band? What is he like to work with in the studio? What is his role then? What does he do with the band?
He's a great influence for us because when we were entered the studio, we had about 10 songs and they were matured, as you say, matured, and then we started recordings. But it's such a good process to work with Christian. He's a really great guy, and he's also, as I said, he said, hey, you had the drums in there, I'm the drummer, and you played the drums in there, try to do bam, 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 stuff like that. And, okay, let's try it, and why? Yeah, just try it. And so I played bam, 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 and then he got his own ideas, and he just gives a bit more on the top. You know, we have 95%
the other Christian who mixed the record, like, and why did the band decide to work with him again, the mixer?
The other Christian?
Christian Bonifa.
Christian Bass?
It says Bonifa, the mixer who mixed the record.
Bonifa, this is a story, man. Christian Bonifa is Christian Thomas, same person, but he changed his name because he got married.
Oh,
and he said, there's only one Christian.
sorry about that. It's just the press release says that Christian Coleman-Lehner produced the record and the guy called Christian Bonifa mixed the record. So if you read the press release, it seems as though it's two different people.
No, it's just one people. You know, it just changes its pre-name.
Oh, I feel like an idiot now. how does the band plan to expand its audience beyond, how can I put it, how does the band plan to appeal then to the English speaking market and get in that market? As opposed to the German market, of course. Okay, how does the band plan, like, obviously the band has, like, some recognition in Germany, but how does the band plan to expand to, like, other English-speaking markets, like, Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, America, like, the English-speaking world, I mean, you know, beyond the German-speaking world?
At first I would try to improve my English, we try to play shows as much as possible. We just toured in the UK back in 2005 with Burning Skies. You might know them from Bristol, and there's no question we would come over again if there's anything. We'll try to catch up a tour this year, and maybe we'll get out of Germany and play in England and maybe the rest of the world if there's enough time and enough money for it.
And finally, what are the band's plans for the future? Where does the band hope to take things from here?
Mm-hmm.